Well, talking about buckets, did you ever hear of people having some kind of bucket that they throw scraps in for the hog?
Yeah, slop bucket.
Slop bucket?
Yeah.
They say they were going to go slop the hog.
Yeah, that's slop the hog.
I've heard that they would even put dishwater in there for the hog.
Yeah. Give them those crumbs, you know, mm-hmm. to wash off the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this thing that people use to fry ham in or cook eggs or something like that?
Skillets, yeah. We still have skillets.
Have you ever seen anything like that, maybe that had legs?
Yeah, Dutch oven.
I see.
And legs. They used to use them on fireplaces, you know.
Cook right in the fireplace?
Yeah. Now then, we use them out on camping trips.
Well, what about the, I don't remember if I asked you about this or not, but sometimes you see these great big old black pots out in people's yards.
Mm-hmm. Wash pots.
Did I ask you about that? I can't remember what it did or not. What did they use those things for?
They used it to heat water, you know, to wash their clothes. And when they'd kill hogs, they'd heat the water in the wash pot, you know, to put in the scalding barrel. Long time ago, they cooked salt in them. I've got one.
Still got a wash pot?
A salt pot.
Oh, I see.
My grandfather brought it from Alabama. I've still got it. Yeah, you might need to keep them here until someone will steal them.
I guess they're not too many of them around.
No. There's a preacher stole one over south of Oxford.
Well.
They had it buried out back where they watered the stock, you know. And the fella moved to Hope. And he just come up there over 2 or 3 months to see about the place. Got up there and his pot was gone. His wife came over here to see about a mother. And the trading post out there, she saw that pot. And so she stopped. The lady said she wanted $150 for it. She said, well, I'm not going to buy it. She said, that's my pot. She said, someone took it off our farm. Boy, that lady told her right quick who brought it to them. Said they didn't buy it. They're just supposed to sell it for a commission. So she said, well, said, I got to go on the Hope. I said, I'll turn it over to the prosecuting attorney when I go through Nashville. Before she got to Hope, this preacher called and told her he'd take it back.
Well, that was a pretty sorry thing to do for a preacher. Never can tell, I guess.
No.
Well, did you have something, some kind of container, maybe with a spout that people might use to boil tea in or something like that?
Yeah, tea can. Yeah. Yeah. And some of them have the whistles on them. When your water got to boiling, we had to whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And making instant coffee, they still use those.
Those kettles?
Mm-hmm.